Let's face the facts. Everyone wants to feel valued, especially your employees. In fact, a 2023 study found 78% of business owners say benefits and retirement plans improve employee retention. Employees want to feel secure in their jobs and their finances. At Principal, we help you invest in your people. Because investing in your people is investing in your business. Learn more at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Cat lovers, listen up. Meet Felix, the pet insurance brand made just for cats. Our cats don't really have nine lives, but a lot can happen in the one they do. Felix's whisker-to-tail protection covers accidents, illness, emergency care, exam fees, and so much more. Visit felixcatinsurance.com to learn more about their customizable coverage for felines. Sorry, no dogs allowed. That's felixcatinsurance.com. Get it, meow. Insurance is underwritten by Independence American Insurance Company and produced by Independence Pet Group. Pre-existing conditions are not covered. Visit felixcatinsurance.com/terms for all terms and limitations.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. Much love to everybody tuned in all over North America, hanging out with me on a Friday night into a Saturday morning. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia, our producer, super producer and host Dave Shepard is holding it down for us in New York City. And I appreciate you for listening, okay? Are you out on a night on the town? Are you at work? Are you getting to the money? Are you spending your money? Have some fun for me. Because when I step out this studio, who the hell am I fooling? When I step out this studio, I'm taking my ass to sleep, okay? I'm going to be on air tomorrow if you want more of me. WFAN New York City. Hello, New York. I'll be back a couple of hours. I'll be on after Rutgers plays Ohio State. Probably get smashed. But anyway, if you want to listen to me at any time, always the free Odyssey app. And thank you to everybody listening on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliates. You can always tune in. Sirius XM channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. It's really that simple. If you want to talk to me, it's also simple. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I'm also on the internet. I'm all over the damn place. I am at JR Sport Brief. We've had a busy, busy day, a Friday. We've also had a very busy night. That Michigan staffer, that guy who was running around to different stadiums doing in-person scouting, wearing sunglasses and hats and doing all types of illegal stuff, that guy got fired / stepped down from Michigan, okay? No longer there. So let's see what happens with Jim Harbaugh. Ultimately, I still think he's going to leave at the end of the season. Whether Michigan wins or loses, I think he's going to be the next head coach of the Raiders. We talked to Emmett Smith. Thank you so much to Emmett Smith for joining us a little more than an hour ago. If you missed a conversation with Emmett, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. We talked about the NBA in-game tournament or in-season tournament. All of the games tonight were ridiculously close. I guess when you play for money, I guess the players are going to play hard. I mean, why not, right? And there's fan interest in it as well. We talked about the Cowboys and the Eagles. We talked about the Chiefs and Dolphins playing out in Germany. I told you I believe that the Dolphins, with Tyreek Hill especially trying to show up his old team, I'm going to give the Dolphins a slight edge. And then we talked about a lot of other stuff. We had a guy call up. He's playing chess while he's talking to me. We had a dude call up and talk about prom. We talked about Apu from The Simpsons. We talked about ChatGPT, how dumb everybody's going to get. Yeah, it's been a busy night. And before we get out of here, how about this? The Texas Rangers, they did have their parade today. You know, Corey Seager using it as an opportunity to kind of throw a jab or two at the Houston Astros. And then I did mention this. We'll get to this as well. Flag football in the Olympics? Is America going to play America? Like, what are we doing here? We'll talk about that. And I'm serious. There's going to be flag football in the Olympics. I guess we didn't beat people up in basketball enough more recently, so we got to find something else to dominate at. We do have a lot of callers here on the line. Let's try to get on as many people as possible. If you're on the line, I'll get you on. Don't worry about it. Let's just do that. We'll talk some flag football, I guess, and more football. 855-212-4CBS. Vincent is calling from California. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
How's it going, man?
It's going very well. How are you?
Good. RJ, right? Is that, did I get it wrong? I'm sorry.
Who?
Right. So, first, I just wanted to address the situation with the guy that I called in with the prom analogy, right? Do you remember that?
No, I don't.
The guy that called in with the prom analogy about the, and you said that, oh, it was
Vincent. Yes, I do.
I remember things
from like 30 and 40 years ago. I think I'm okay remembering
really,
last hour. Yes.
That's really.
Oh my God, Derek from Indiana, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Derek?
Yeah, man. Thanks for taking my call, and I appreciate for being on the airways on for us night owls. I want to touch base on the Bulls, and in reference going back to the play-in tournament, you were saying that the players kind of try harder for this. Well, I ain't seen that from Zach LaVine. He's getting paid. He is making the same dumb mistakes that he's always made and just not listening to what the coach says about running the offense through Vooch, and it's embarrassing, man. We got another sad season.
Look, Zach LaVine and what's my man from the Raptors?
DeMar DeRozan.
Look, man, they've been on borrowed time since they got together. It's unfortunate that Ball has been hurt. He's dealing with the knee injury.
Yeah.
Zach LaVine has been dealing off and on with a bad knee for the past couple of seasons.
Oh, he's healthy now. He's healthy now,
bro,
and he's just
listen.
Scrapping the coach's game plan and like I'm running my game,
Derek.
And I'm not running through poop.
Derek.
Yes, I'm listening, JR.
No, you're not. You're repeating the same thing, and I'm trying to tell you something.
Gotcha.
You ready?
Yep.
That man's knee and him physically is not to where it was. That's the first point I want to make to you. I understand what you're telling me. Listen to me, okay? That's the first thing. I can tell you, this is also something I can tell you, through personal experience, Zach LaVine is not the easiest dude to get along with, okay? I'm telling you that from my own personal experience. And so we can sit here and talk about how bad the Bulls will be. Yeah, you are 100% correct. They are going absolutely nowhere. This is something that I have seen for the past couple of seasons. And they are just completely wasting their time. They have been wasting their time. And eventually, they're going to have to hit the eject button. I know things haven't been good since Michael Jordan. I know there looked like there was a glimmer of hope with Derrick Rose, and we saw how his body ended up. And there is nothing positive that's going to come out of this. The Bulls are just wasting their time.
So where do you think they should go? Get rid of DeRozan or get rid of LaVine?
It's not where they should go. Both of they're not going to have success with either one of these dudes.
They don't have cohesion. DeRozan and LaVine are not. They're not cohesive together.
Yes, I agree. But let me say this to you: they will if the idea is to win a championship, right? The next time the Bulls get close to doing so, neither one of these guys are going to be on the team. Okay.
Oh, yeah. They don't have
capital.
They don't have money to spend.
It's going to be a long time. Unless there's a
and
quick flash.
Billy Donovan, so it's like, okay, does Billy Donovan want to stick around for a whole blow-up and rebuild and blow this whole thing up? It's like, you know, it sucks.
Yeah, I know. Well, welcome to the world of a lot of NBA teams, Derek.
Oh, I wanted to say one other thing about you talking about the about how high-paid players step it up with this whole in-game play. Tournament.
I didn't say high-paid players step it up. I said that not every player is making $50 and $60 million a season. $500,000 dollars for a lot of players can go a long way. That's what I said.
Yeah, yeah. The younger guy, yeah, those younger guys will maybe step it up to, like, they want to prove something else. But it just stuck with me. I thought of Zach LaVine. He ain't doing it. He's not. It's like,
okay. Well, listen, Zach LaVine.
They're gonna paint the floor. They're gonna paint the floors.
Well, Derek, let me move. Oh my God. Ugh. Nobody cares about Zach LaVine. Okay, he sucks. Okay, we get it. There was a point in time where he looked like he was gonna be a multi-time All Star with the Minnesota Timberwolves, and it looked like that's what he was gonna be with the Bulls, and then he had a knee injury. He's a cantankerous human being who's making a lot of money. And so I don't expect anything out of him. Maybe he can be a side contributor on a championship squad into the future. That's if his body holds up. I just he ain't what he was. I think maybe he has peaked. Maybe he hasn't. And when I say he's peaked, I'm talking about slam dunk contest, okay? I saw him in person in Toronto, him and Aaron Gordon. That was a hell of an amazing show, one of the best sporting quote-unquote events that I actually remember in my life, and I've been to a crap ton of them. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Josh from Alabama. What's up, Josh?
What's up, man?
How are you?
I'm doing good. Look, so I left a gig in Decatur right down the road from me, I guess. And,
oh, nice.
And I'm heading to Memphis, and I'm just scrolling the channels in the middle of Alabama somewhere. And I came across your show. I don't really listen much. I'm just being real, man. I'm a sports fan, but pretty passively, whatever. But the chess dude, man, that's some classic radio. I had to give you props on it. I like. I've been listening for a minute now. I really, really appreciate the what you got going on, dude.
Well, thank you, man. Look, I try not to yell and scream and say stupid, dumbass things on the radio. I try to actually have fun and make sense and still be entertaining. So. I appreciate you, Josh. The next time you come to Decatur, where it's greater, bring me a drink, okay?
All right, will do.
All right, man, drive safe, okay?
All right, appreciate it, dude. Thanks.
Right, no doubt about it. Sean is calling from Detroit. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Sean?
Hey, good evening, man.
How are you?
I just wanted to ease your – I'm doing good. Yourself?
Good. I'm okay. What's up?
I just wanted to ease your mind. You were talking about, like, Ric Flair coming back into wrestling, getting signed to AEW. It's a multi-year deal. He's not going to get in the ring. We're not going to see a dead body anytime soon on live television. We're good there. He's supposed to be, like, managing Sting, if you recall Sting or know about – I don't know your wrestling knowledge.
Another old-ass guy that needs to stop.
No. The good news is he's done in March, but he is 63
I've heard.
Years old.
I know. I've heard.
Yeah.
Now, Sean, but I don't need you to allay any of my fears. You really believe that Ric Flair is not going to step into the ring and fall on his back one time?
Oh, he's going to do that. He's going to do that.
Well, that's my point, man.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Let's be real.
I'm talking more about he's not going to get in the ring at all. It's like it's all about selling his new energy drink. Yes, Ric Flair's energy drink. Woo, energy. It's ridiculous.
Sean, Ric Flair. He is going to get into the ring, and at one point in time, he is going to chop someone. Someone will drop him on his back. Like, I'm not expecting him to go out there and have a 60-minute match. His interaction in a ring might be 30 seconds, but that is enough for a dude who has died and come back to life, okay?
I mean, he literally did that last year with that match with his son-in-law, Andrade. I'm just begging the guys that no one actually allows him. Just have him sign the ring. Just talk a little bit. Just have him be around teaching a young talent. But, like, if you're talking that he's just going to do a chop or just fall down in the ring for the quick bump, we might actually see a corpse. You might be right on that.
We don't – well, I'm not hoping for it, but I hope not. And I get it. Look, Ric Flair, everything that he's doing has a new lease on life. I'm sure being active in the business is keeping him going, and I'm thrilled for him in that regard. But, you know, there comes a point where it's just like, all right, well, listen, bro, just don't push the limits. But it's his life. What am I to tell a guy who's died and come back to life, okay? Let Ric Flair do what the hell he wants to do. Doesn't bother me none. 855-212-4CBS. Matthew is here from Detroit. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Matthew?
Hey, JR, how are you doing tonight?
Very well. What's going on?
Good. Well, I did call about Michigan's sign film, but I will agree with you. Zach LaVine sucks. Ever since he blew out that candle, he hasn't been very good. But
oh, dunking a basketball and blowing out a candle?
Yeah. I mean, real impressive. Whatever.
Yeah.
I called about the Michigan sign ceiling. You know, I'm a Michigan fan. I've been a Michigan fan since I was a kid. I've been going to games with my uncle ever since I was a kid. And, you know, I think it's a real disgrace. But, you know, I'd like to get your opinion. I think one way we can solve this is if Michigan gives up their spot, gives all their plays to anybody that they play, and Harbaugh calls his own number and goes up against the coach.
What do you want to see? An Oklahoma drill between two coaches?
Yeah, I want to see Ryan Day get the ball handed off to him.
Yeah, you been drinking tonight, Matthew? You been drinking?
Only a couple beers.
Well, I can tell. What type of beer were you drinking?
We had the Busch Light Peach.
Busch? Wait, hold on a second. Hold on, Matthew. Wait a second. Don't go nowhere, okay?
I'm not.
I don't. Shep, you ever had a peach beer before? You ever had a peach beer?
I've had a peach and I've had a beer, but I've never had a peach and beer combination. Have you had a munchkin in a coffee?
Excuse me? A donut?
Yes. Well, you don't.
You made me.
You don't need crap. So.
I had to really listen intently there. I heard, "Hey, JR, you ever had a munchkin?" I'm like, where are we going here?
Oh,
and then
no.
I heard in a coffee.
I meant from like a Dunkin' Donuts fast food appetite kind of question. But, JR, those are really good. It's inspired by Ice Spice, by the way.
Wait. You know who Ice Spice is?
I kind of owe you an apology because Bad Bunny has become mainstream, and you called it before really anybody else.
Wait. He has not become mainstream.
No, he became mainstream in the last few months. He was not mainstream.
No. When I told you that Bad Bunny was the biggest artist on earth, how are you now telling me almost, I don't even know after that, he's become mainstream?
How can he be the biggest artist on earth? And I surveyed half the people that work at CBS and WFAN, and they could not pinpoint who he is.
Shep,
like they've
I hate to break. Shep,
yes?
I hate to break it to you.
Yes?
There's a lot of losers in that building.
Well,
okay.
We also follow like trends and we follow.
No. Sports, yes.
Remember we had this conversation with Ryan Hickey and Ryan Hickey couldn't even tell. And Ryan Hickey's younger than us. And he's got his finger all over everything. And he could not tell you who Bad Bunny was.
Listen, there are things that I could tell Ryan Hickey that he would have no idea about. And is he in the room already?
Yeah, he is in the room. I don't know. See, he's got the station room down, so I don't know if he can hear.
Hey,
us.
Hey, Ryan, do you ask him if he knows who Partisan Fartain is?
so Hickey,
no,
do you know
he
who? Yeah, I think he's in the middle of. He's locked in right now, JR.
Good. All right. Well, I'm just saying. I'm not calling Ryan a loser. He's not. But I'm just saying look. If the world knows who Bad Bunny is, I wouldn't expect CBS and WFAN. And I'll just
well,
put
so,
it that
so
way.
So when you call us losers, I know you do that.
No,
later.
Not you a
okay,
loser.
Okay.
Not you.
Right.
But go ahead, ask.
No, are you saying that people that work at CBS Sports Radio and WFAN, are we just not informed of the world? Or are we very living under a rock? Is that what you're implying? And it's
when
okay
it comes
if you are.
When it comes to pop culture. Yes.
But then that means we're not good at what we do because we have to be able to reference everything when we discuss sports topics. If I'm just straight core sports, I don't delve into and tap into other areas of life that I know people are passionate about, and therefore I'm limiting in what I'm doing as a sports talk radio host.
Well, not everybody knows everything.
Of
like I
not.
Told you, I sit here. I bet you the majority of our listeners, they have seen or watched Friends. I told you the other day, man, I ain't sat down and watched that episode of Friends in my life.
No, but here's the difference, though. That's fair, and maybe you can't quote a specific line, but you understand the significance culturally that Matthew Perry had on America.
Oh, I can tell you about Matthew Perry and what's the other blonde chick? I can the dance from the other. I can tell you all
sure,
that.
Sure, I mean Lisa Kudrow, Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, Aniston. Yeah,
right,
she used
Jennifer.
To date Brad Pitt. Yeah,
they used to be married.
Yeah.
See, but here's the thing. Like maybe the people listening right now, most may not be interested in Jennifer Aniston and Brad Pitt, but I tell you what, They're interested in what they were as a married couple. They're interested in the fact that Brett Pitt left Jennifer Aniston for Angelina Jolie, who was at the time.
And now they're not together. And they had five kids that they stole from Africa. They adopted, or maybe one.
They adopted a lot of kids. And I guarantee you, people are interested in Brad Pitt, if nothing else, because they loved what he did in two movies that every sports fan knows. Fight Club and Moneyball. You don't, what, you're going to shun Moneyball?
No, not Moneyball. What's the other one with Cuba?
Cuba Gooding?
Yeah.
I didn't know he was in a sports movie with Cuba.
Wasn't Cuba in the one where he was the agent?
No, that's Jerry Maguire.
Oh, Tom Cruise. See, look at me.
Right, right.
I'm mixing up my famous 50, 60-year-old actors.
In fairness, Tom and Brad have a lot in common. They date people half their age. And
I don't need no cease and desist coming this way, okay?
Okay, fair enough. Sorry, let me just make sure I'm very clear on this.
I've met Tom before. Nice guy. I don't need no smoke with him.
Did you have to stare down at him the whole time, or did he actually eye level?
I don't do that stuff. What did you say?
No, I said, did you look down on him the whole time, or did he wear his platforms and you actually saw him?
He was from a distance.
Level?
He was he was promoting a movie here that I did not see.
JR, you know I'm going to preface this with saying this is my opinion. He's a complete nut.
Yeah, I mean, doesn't he do his own stressful at Mission Impossible stuff?
That's not what I'm referring to. I'm talking about the stuff he does behind
Scientology?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm getting at.
South Park had the best. Did you see South Park's explanation of Scientology?
I don't watch South Park anymore, but I've seen the documentary on PBS.
No. You got homework. You ready for this?
Yes.
We can do this in a break. Don't do anything else in the break. Don't do anything in the break.
Except listen to Matt Stone and Trey Parker.
No.
Yeah.
You go to YouTube.
Right.
And search South Park Scientology.
Okay.
Deal?
That's a deal, JR.
All right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. See, we've talked about a lot tonight. NBA in-season tournament. We've talked about the NFL games, the Eagles, the Cowboys, the Dolphins, the Chiefs. We talked about Deion Sanders. We've even had Emmett Smith was on the show tonight. Now we're talking about South Park and, I don't know, Lisa Kudrow. What do I know?
And
Brad Pitt. We're going to get to more of your calls. We talked about Apu and chess. It's just crazy. 855-212-4CBS. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Now, I'm putting a venue in Colorado Springs, so I'm up all night, you know, like doing 20-hour days. And I listen to you. You have really become a major part of what I do because, I mean, you just keep it real.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by Marriott. Fairfield by Marriott is the official hotel partner of the NCAA. With over 1,000 locations around the country, you will always have home field advantage. Visit fairfield.com to book your stay. I mean, we talked about Deion and Colorado getting ready to take on Oregon State. I'm also really looking forward to LSU taking on Alabama. All right, we know LSU won last year. And anytime that Alabama can get kicked in the head, I'm here for it. Good luck to the Tigers tomorrow out in Alabama. Yeah, keep them out. I don't think they're getting into the college football playoff, but anytime an Alabama loss takes place, an angel gets its wings. 855-212-4CBS. Shep, did you see the 3-minute South Park explanation of Scientology?
Oh, I did.
Any thoughts?
I think they killed Tom Cruise, and I think they pointed out something that we all know and have known for the last 30 years in regards to his preferences outside and off the camera. And I'll leave
it at
that.
Is he married to somebody right now?
No. It was Kidman. He was with Penelope Cruz for a little while. Then
he was with Penelope Cruz?
He was. He was, yeah.
Wow.
He was.
Wow.
You know, listen.
Say no more.
Well, can I just put it this way?
Yes.
I know you're going to get this. I think most of our audience would. Grizzly Adams did have a beard.
855-212-4CBS. Jimmy's calling from Toronto. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
I just wanted to say Emmett Smith, great person. I love what he does for his work. I'm a Bills fan, so I hate him as a player. But what he said about putting down devices and everything else, I just started playing hockey about a year and a half ago. I'm a goalie.
Wow.
And that 1 hour that I'm playing hockey, I don't have a care in the world. Beautiful. I'm focused on the game. I'm worried about myself. So for that moment, I'm living in the moment. And that has probably been the best thing that has ever happened to my mental health.
Well, listen, man. Emmett Smith is a smart dude, man. He's a smart dude. I appreciate you listening, man. Thank you.
Well, like I said, I appreciate him as a person. He's a great person. But being a Bills fan, I can't like a guy who won a Super Bowl in 93 and 94.
I understand. I understand, Jimmy.
Thanks for taking my call.
No doubt about it. Thank you, Jimmy. Yeah, if you missed the interview with Emmett Smith, rewind on the free Odyssey app. As simple as that. Johnny's calling from here in Atlanta. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, are you calling Mr. Nobody? Because I would never miss anybody's name Bad Bunny. But I want to talk about the playing game. What is it? I missed the segment where you're talking about it. What do they gain, and why is it so early?
So here's the thing. The NBA play-in tournament is it started tonight, Friday. Election day is this upcoming Tuesday, and so it's not going to be this Tuesday, but it's going to take place every Tuesday and every Friday with the championship game on December 9th. And so basically, why is this NBA tournament, mini tournament, taking place this part of the season? Because this part of the season is slow. And the NBA wants to hype up the season. Typically, let's be real, a lot of people don't start tuning in until like Christmas. That's like the next launch of the NBA season when you get like 5 and 6 games all day long. And so the NBA is trying to generate interest, not just from its fan base, but also by its players. And they want to make money. And so I don't think it's a bad idea. And so you got 5 groups. Every team gets grouped into a group of 5. They play each other one time. The top teams move on from each group. They then move into single elimination. Of the winning team splits $18 million. That's about $500,000 for every guy. And then the coaches get a bucket of money to split as well. So, and the fans get something engaging. All of the games just about tonight, except for, I believe, Denver and Dallas, almost all the games tonight were close. And so, I mean, if this is what we're going to get every Tuesday and Friday – for the next month and change, I don't think it's such a bad idea. But it's one night, it's still early, and we'll see soon enough.
Okay. I just never knew why it was so early and everything else. So basically, win money. So basically,
well, it's early because they want to juice up the beginning of the season. It's a long season. Let's be real. Yeah. NBA is going to be rolling until June, and not everybody's going to play till June. But, there's a lot going on. The NFL is going on. College is going on. World Series just ended. You got to find the juice where you can get it, Johnny.
Okay, appreciate it. Thanks.
No problem. Thank you for calling from right here in Atlanta. Let's go ahead and talk to everybody wants to talk basketball. Gary from New Hampshire. What's up, Gary?
Yeah, 3 things, Jay. I got to let you know. Offense in the NBA, it's ridiculous. At 155 points, for the Celtics the other night was ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, what's the other 2 points?
Also, I don't know. Do you hear echo in this voice?
What? Do I hear an echo in your voice, or are you echoing a point that I've made?
No, I hear echo in my own thing. I just don't want to be obnoxious. The other thing, the NFL and NBA, are all of these places – got the announcers always screaming, let's hear some noise.
Are you asking me a question?
Yeah, I'm asking you.
What did you ask me? Let's hear some noise. What are you asking me?
Are they obnoxiously every game in the NFL and the NBA have announcers saying, let's make some noise like 50 times a game?
If you feel it's obnoxious, then that's how you feel. What's your 3rd point?
Last one. You guys are talking about South Park, this, that. Let me bring you guys back to reality a little bit. why don't you guys watch once in a while a show that's such a feeling type of show that it can make you cry? Little House on the Prairie. Try it. You'll love it. You owe me a beer.
I've seen it. I never want to see it again. That guy's like stuck in a time warp. Like, what year does he think it is? I don't have time to sit down and watch TV. And if I did, I wouldn't be watching Little House on the Prairie, man. No, thank you.
Yeah, TV is very obsolete at this point with every single streaming.
What year did that guy call from?
I mean, Gary sounds like an old school guy, and I can appreciate that. But
that man said,
but Little House on the Prairie.
No. His 3 points were
right.
There's too much offense in the NBA.
Correct. That's been a thing for
a while.
When
I watch a basketball game, the announcer is screaming for people to make noise.
That's been a while now.
And he's saying, don't watch South Park, watch Little House on the Prairie.
And South Park's been around since the 90s. So.
Did he wake up? Did he wake up out of like a catatonic state? Like, where'd he come from?
I thought next he was gonna, you know, tell me to try the two-step with Fred Astaire or something. You're right.
He was gonna ask you about Lyndon B. Johnson.
Lyndon B. Johnson, then John F. Kennedy, and then Dwight Eisenhower, and then he was gonna tell me about the Woodrow Wilson administration. Like, Gary, get with the times, man. I mean, yeah, there's beauty in.
Oh, no more, Shep. Okay. That guy made me uncomfortable.
Fair enough. But let me just put it this way. Yes, nope. There's a lot of offense in basketball. But it's because of the influence of the international players, and it's more skilled than it's ever been before. And if Gary can't appreciate that, that's a problem.
Gary doesn't need to watch anything, okay?
Fair enough.
Because everything is about scoring and entertainment. So find something else to do, Gary, all right? Johnny's calling from Maryland. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, what's up, JR? First time caller, long listener.
Thank you. Get closer to the phone, man. Go ahead.
I love the show, man. Can you hear me all right?
And just go ahead.
Is that better? Can you hear me?
Yes. Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay, perfect. Love the show, man. I just want to say I caught the end of you talking bad about Zach LaVine. I'm not a huge Bulls fan. I'm not even a Bulls fan, but how are you going to say he's bad? He dropped 50 points the other night.
Did he? I don't pay attention to him on a consistent basis.
He scored 50 points the other night. Well, I know the Bulls are going nowhere, but still, though.
Yeah. Well, that's the point. There's a lot of dudes. Let me tell you something. The other day before I jumped on air, I go to every Hawks game that I can possibly go to. And so I've seen a lot of the players, and I see them up close and personal right in front of my face. Jordan Poole is now on the Wizards, as I'm sure you're aware of.
Wizards fan, actually, unfortunately.
Then this man, for the same reason that Jordan Poole, I wouldn't be shocked if he drops 50 points in a game. I also wouldn't be surprised if he had 17 points on 3 of 14 shooting. And so because a guy can score 50 points doesn't make him good.
Fair point.
Especially for especially for someone as cantankerous and grumpy as Zach LaVine is.
Like I said, I don't follow the Bulls all that much, but to score 50 points is pretty impressive.
I didn't say he didn't have talent. I just said he wasn't good.
Okay. I want to get your take on the Chase Young Montez Sweat trades.
What about him? What's the question?
As a Commanders fan, what do you think about that?
You as a Commanders fan?
I hate it. I think it was awful.
We
traded away the number 2 overall pick for nothing.
We talked about it earlier this week. There's a new owner. He's hitting the reset button, okay? This is not old jackass owning the team anymore, Daniel Snyder. You have a new owner who's going to come in and do things his way. So anything that you could think about or who selected him, that doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. The team is going to start over. You just got to suck it up and be a big boy, okay?
But we've been rebuilding for the last 30 years.
You have a new owner. This new guy hasn't been here. When did Snyder get the team? 98, 99?
It was 99, yeah. They got to bring back Joe Gibbs for a third time.
Okay, Johnny. Yeah. Like, it's a new owner. Forget what has happened over the past 20, 30 years. When's the last time you had a juice box?
I had a Capri Sun earlier today, actually.
Well, get a juice box instead. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. This is what happens on Fridays, folks. Probably had vodka in his juice box.
Here, can I ask you something very quickly?
Go ahead.
You like everybody.
Do I?
You really do. You get
That's
the
not true.
You okay, you come off on the air like you like everybody. You see the good in everybody.
It's not true either.
It's pretty accurate. I mean, unless they're just a complete jackass. Like, there's people out
there. Hold on a second. Emmanuel Babari, do I come across as liking everybody?
Yes.
I think you do, but if there's a caller who brings up a, let's call it asinine point, you'll put them in their place.
Oh, okay.
No, but Emmanuel, that's different, though. I'm talking about when we talk about athletes and notable prominent figures in sports and beyond, JR never has any negativity about anybody.
Except what you're about to say.
And for some reason, there is something between you and Zach LaVine. Like, I've never heard you talk about an athlete the way you have. Like, you'll go after James Harden, but, you know, guys like that. But you'll also look at the other side. Like, you also talk about, like, you always do this all the time, like with James Harden, how he was carrying a franchise for 6 or 7 years.
So what are you asking me about Zach LaVine?
What is the deal with you guys? Why do you dislike him so much?
I don't dislike him. I understand his athleticism. I understand his skill. As he just said, the guy scored 50 points.
Right.
I just don't find him to be, like, a winning player.
No, but
At one point in time, it looked like he might develop into a winning player, someone who could be maybe a 1 or a 2 on a championship team. And that still might be the case, but he's going to be an older dude. And I don't know if his body will even hold up for it.
Yes, but then you referenced him as a guy that, like, you wouldn't want to be around. And you never talk about guys like
he's
that.
He's a grump.
Hold
on here.
Yeah.
There's a lot of guys playing professional sports that I do not want to be around personally. A lot. Okay? A lot of them. The majority of them. Because I don't have anything in common with them. And it has nothing to do with style or lifestyle. I'm a relaxed guy. I like to hang out and mind my business. I'm not one for glitz. I'm not one for glamour. I don't need to be seen. That's not my style.
Yeah,
for most professional athletes, it's hello, how you doing? What's up, man? I'll see you later. Keep it at that.
But there's a game here. And Zach LaVine has been in the NBA long enough. He's now in his 10th year. He understands how the game works. I'm not saying he has to be Mr. Jimmy Stewart with you or anything like that. But JR, people know who you are. He's aware of you. He may not know exactly who you are, but he knows what you bring to the table.
Yeah, I've met him. I've spoken
exactly.
to him before. Yeah.
I can't, for the life of me, imagine this guy would be a sourpuss around you. Because athletes get this game. They understand the media
some
plays
of these guys
a role
are sourpusses
in their career.
Listen, how many times have I said I don't particularly care for Russell Wilson? And it's kind of for the same reason.
But you defend Russell Wilson. You also say, yes, you do. He hasn't regressed. He's
true,
actually gotten better under Sean Payton.
Yeah, but I also wouldn't want to spend a second around it, because when I have, it's just like, hey, act like a human being and not some pre-programmed robot surrounded by 20 publicists.
You have said that, but you've also referenced the fact that you think the media and former teammates of his, not Richard Sherman, who you have spoken very highly of in terms of how he's treated Russell Wilson, but former teammates of his, like Marshawn Lynch, have been too critical of him. And I just haven't seen you go after an athlete like Zach LaVine in a long time.
I haven't gone after him. I just said he's a grump.
All right.
I've met him one time, and that one time was enough for me to go, hey, I don't want nothing to do with this guy.
Fair enough.
Just me.
I just hope he doesn't dunk on you anytime soon.
Say again?
I just hope he doesn't dunk on you anytime soon.
Well, I don't play basketball anymore, so them days are over.
Fair enough.
We don't have to worry about that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how's it going? I love listening to your show. I drink a brewski and listen to you every night after work. Helps me unwind.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Seems like we got a lot of people drinking a lot of things here on this Friday night. Okay, I'll be back with you Monday, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. We got quite a few callers here. I only got 3 minutes left in the show. Come on through. Make your point. Let's try to get on as many people as possible. You don't need to ask me how I'm doing. Let's just get right into it. Let's start with Jason from Cleveland. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Thanks, JR. One of the funniest shows I've heard in a while. I love how you deal with the callers. And sometimes a train wreck, it ain't pretty, but it is hilarious. Take care, man.
Well, thank you, Jason, for calling from Cleveland. Look at him. He hit the nail on the head. Al from Louisiana. Go ahead. Well, thank you, Al. Perfect call. Brian from Buffalo, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, how do you feel about the Cincinnati-Buffalo matchup this weekend? Just from a perspective from someone outside of my area.
Let's see, where are you calling from again? Buffalo?
Buffalo,
everybody
New York.
In Buffalo. Everybody is probably sweating the Buffalo Bills, right? Just from the whole
season.
Right?
We are heavy sweating right now.
Listen, man, I was in Buffalo around this time last year up in Rochester. I know it right next door. And all people did was at this point in time worry and say, I'm going to hang up, Brian, because the windows are down. People were sweating the Buffalo Bills. I'm not worried about the Bills, man. I know they're not Super Bowl favorites like they were last year. They're not playing at the same rate or the same level. But I still think ultimately in the AFC, I don't think there is one super, super dominant team over everybody else. Buffalo Bills are good. They're going to be competitive. Are they Super Bowl favorites? I'm not prepared to say so, but maybe that might help them later on in the season. I also found it funny earlier this week they signed Leonard Fournette, and on a 47-degree day in Buffalo, I remember this, he said, no lie, Buffalo is colder than a penguin's ass out here. And this is someone who's played his entire football life in Louisiana, in Florida. Welcome to Western New York. Leonard Fournette is really going to freeze his ass off. If he thinks 47 is cold, he ain't seen nothing yet. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We did not get a chance to talk about this flag football coming to the Olympics in 2028, but we'll have plenty of time to get there. I won't talk about it in 2027. But we'll talk about flag football in the Olympics sooner than later. It's just, let's put anything in the Olympics. Log throwing, rat racing. It'll be here in Los Angeles. I could think of some other things that they could race in downtown Los Angeles, but I'd be insensitive. Anyway, I'll be back with you Monday, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. If you want more of me, like tomorrow, if you should choose, I'll be talking to New York City. Plenty of New Yorkers saying very interesting things to me right after Rutgers. So you can expect to hear me in New York City, WFAN, around 4 o'clock until about 8 p.m. Eastern time. You can listen to WFAN on the free Odyssey app. And Shep, you'll be here over the weekend as well. Let everybody know.
Yes, sir. 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Eastern time, JR. Look forward to it, man. Appreciate the week as always with you, my friend.
No problem. It's time for me to mind my business for the rest of the night. And be back with you on Monday. Listen to Shep as well. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio is done. But don't go anywhere. Ryan Hickey, he is coming up next. And he is awesome. I'm gone. Bye, folks. Thank you, Shep.
Commuting to work again? Welcome back. Just breathe and remember, you got this. And the all-new Hyundai Kona is there to help. Class-leading interior space means you can stretch out. Intuitive tech like remote smart parking assist makes parking stress-free. And complimentary BlueLink Plus allows you to set the climate controls remotely. Learn more about the all-new Kona and your best commute ever at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
This episode is brought to you by FX's A Murder at the End of the World, starring Emma Corrin, Clive Owen, and Britt Marling. Emma plays Darby Hart, a sleuth and tech-savvy hacker. She joins an exclusive group invited to a retreat. When one of the guests is found dead, Darby must prove it was murder before the killer takes another life. FX's A Murder at the End of the World, now streaming only on Hulu.
This holiday season, give concert and comedy tickets to their favorite artists. Choose from thousands of the hottest upcoming shows. Plus, other great gifts for every fan on your list, like VIP packages, artist merch, gift cards, and more. You can also ask for concert and comedy tickets with a Live Nation wish list. Just sign in, add your favorite shows, and share with friends and family. Get what you really want this year and gift the unforgettable at LiveNation.com/gifts. That's LiveNation.com/gifts.
Ew. Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.